habang tumatanggap ng mga katanungan tungkol sa kanyang pamumuno at kung ano ang kanyang nagawa. Magbuhat ng kunin ang pamumuno kay Tony Abbott noong Setyembre, sinubukang ilipat ni Ginoong Turnbull ang focus sa ekonomiya ng bansa. Sinabi niya sa ABC na ang isang malakas na ekonomiya ang kanyang pangunahing nagawa, magbuhat ng maging punong ministro, at ang kanyang trabaho sa bagay na ito ay hindi pa tapos.
What we're seeing is strong business confidence, strong levels of employment growth, and that's because my government's economic plan is working, but I need 3 more years to complete it. And that's what I'm seeking from the Australian people.
Idinagdag niya na ang polisa sa ekonomiya ang pinakamagandang maibibigay niya sa mga ordinaryong botante. Sinabi niya sa ABC na ang mahalagang bahagi ng polisang ito ay ang kontrobersyal na pagbabawas sa buwis para sa mga negosyo na iminungkahi niya sa kabila ng naunang tinanggap ng kanyang kalabang Bill Shorten ang ganitong bawas sa buwis ng mga negosyo.
Everyone who receives government services, whether they're public servants or not, everyone depends on the government having the revenues to pay for them. Stronger economic growth benefits everybody in the economy. Every dollar of tax cuts produces $4 of extra value in the economy, in GDP, and most of that, between 2/3 and 3/4, goes to labor or employees. But it's very well understood, and by the way, was very well understood by Mr. Shorten only a few years ago.
Idinagdag ni Ginoong Turnbull na ang ekonomiyang pinamamahalaan niya ay hindi dapat baliwalain, at sa karagdagang pahayag, sinabi niya sa ABC na hindi lamang mali si Ginoong Shorten sa bawas ng buwis, hindi niya nauunawaan kasama ng kanyang partido kung paano tumatakbo ang ekonomiya.
Only a strong, stable coalition government that understands business and that is prepared to support business and support investment will be able to deliver that. Labor cannot deliver this. They cannot deliver this because they do not understand how the economy works. Mr. Shorten is increasing taxes on investment. He is going to disincentivize investment. That will reduce investment. And if you reduce investment, you reduce growth and you reduce jobs.
Ano naman ang tungkol sa mga survey na palaging nagpapakita ng magandang balita para sa kanya o kaya sa kanyang gobyerno sa kampanyang ito? Sinabi ng punong ministro na hindi siya interesado rito.
I am focused on the interests of the people of Australia. I realize within the political and media bubble there is a lot of interest in polls and a lot of people navel-gazing. But right now, I'm the Prime Minister. My job is to deliver for Australians.
Samantala, sa layong 950 kilometro kay Ginoong Turnbull, ang lalaking gustong pumalit sa kanyang trabaho ay sumusubok na kumbinsihin ang mga taga-Queensland na iboto siya. Dahil hindi dumalo si Ginoong Turnbull na inimbitahan din sa forum, subalit tumanggi, humarap si Ginoong Bill Shorten mag-isa sa mga pagtatanong sa lahat ng paksa mula sa mga hindi pa nagdidesisyon sa iboboto nila sa isang forum. Habang nagsasalita sa mga tao sa silid at mga nanonood sa palabas ng Sky News sa telebisyon, sinubukang ihiwalay ni Ginoong Shorten ang kanyang sarili at ang kanyang mga polisa sa kalabang koalisyon.
I think people want to see more authenticity in their politics. I think people are sick of being told one thing, then something else happening after the election. I think a lot of people think that politics is not a way that you can change issues in your community. It's one of the reasons I'm here. Sure, I would like you to vote for me, but I get a lot out of just listening to your issues.
At bilang sagot sa mga isyong itinaas ng mga nasa forum, itinulak ni Ginoong Shorten ang kanyang mga polisa, lalo na sa kalusugan.
Medicare is an important part of our health safe, you know, of our safety net. And what we want to do is make sure that we preserve bulk billing. Because what I never want to see in this country is where people are deterred from seeking assistance because they don't have enough money to pay to go to see the doctor. But I believe that in this country, the healthcare of any Australian is the business of all Australians.
Binuksan ding labanan ni Ginoong Shorten ang mga akusasyon mula sa gobyerno na nangakong sobra siya sa pangako kahit na walang pondo. Idinagdag niyan ang ilan sa sinasabi ng gobyernong perang naiipon nila ay hindi totoo.
We will do fiscal consolidation, you know, tackle the debt. But the point about it is, I'm not going to stand here and pretend to people that the only way, like the government are doing, that you can improve the bottom line of the budget is by having what we've called zombie cuts in the Senate. What it is policies they know they're not going to get through the Senate. For instance, they've got a proposal to make people on wait for benefits for 4 weeks from an unemployment benefit. The Senate isn't going to vote for that. So what the government's doing is banking fictitious savings they have no prospect of getting through the Senate.
Sinubukan ding ihiwalay ni Ginoong Shorten ang kanyang sarili sa gobyerno sa magulong polisa ng asylum seekers. Ilang nagtataguyod ang nag-akusa sa Labor ng pagiging masyadong malapit sa gobyerno tungkol sa isyong ito at sumasalungat sa prinsipyo. Nakakaroon din ng mga okasyon ng pagsalungat mula sa mga mambabatas at kandidato ng Labor mismo noong mga unang bahagi ng kampanya. Sinabi ni Ginoong Shorten na hindi kayang humiwalay ang Australia sa kasalukuyang polisa ng sapilitang pagdidetene. Subalit itinagdag niya na may iba pang paraan na maaaring gawin.
I guarantee that if we are elected, on the day that my ministry is sworn in, I'm going to send my immigration minister to Geneva to talk to the United Nations High Commission for Refugees. Then we will send and talk about how we have regional resettlement. Then we will send them to the various capitals of countries in our region to make sure that these people are not kept in indefinite detention.